Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of the Universal Utterings.
Your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We begin chapter 3 today with verses 1 through 7. In those days, John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When we acknowledge our sins and seek forgiveness, we earnestly state our intentions to truly sin no more, but we all fall into situations that seem to shove us back into sin before we turn around and fight another. This fight is what God has asked us to remove, the disdain of others who are blue, for we know not what anyone has experienced as the love of me and you. When we love, we overcome the need to be selfish. When we love, we overcome the desires of the flesh. When we love, we seek wise counsel, embracing all that Jesus instructed. It is hard to live perfect, sinless. Amen. We are human and we fight what others think so we can rid ourselves with the responsibility of owning up to our own faults. When we make mistakes, we normally take too long to acknowledge them, allowing them to stew, so to speak, into more confusion and less peace. When we want the peace, but we want some type of retribution. When we think we've been wronged instead of owning up to our own faults of being a floundering fool. No matter the cause, it usually takes too long for our apologies and seek to shame rather than find accord. My kids have done this. Sought to shame instead of forgive what life can create when we fail to forgive. Chaos. When we experience something that makes us react, then we fail to forgive and forego the limitless pain we can conquer when we seek forgiveness. Mother Angelica, the foundress of EWTN, once said, "When we fail to forgive, we blaspheme the Holy Spirit." And as I point out, that we create a sin that sends us straight to hell. We must forgive to be forgiven. We must not encourage others' plight, but say I'm sorry without fright, without agony of thinking we are right. Redeemed. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. I pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them. And we pray for those who we've said that we would pray for. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our niece Brittany, who is a mother of four, who had stage 4 brain cancer, but is now cancer-free. We, in Thanksgiving, pray in Jesus' name for her continued health. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for Holy Mother as we do each day in Jesus' precious blood. By his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. It is chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. It's a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Appeared the Baptist John. Appeared the Baptist John, desert preaching, Judea's sands shouting, Repent, heaven's kingdom is at hand. Isaiah the prophet foretold his words, seeking desert's voice outcrying, Lord's way prepare your stand. Hair of camel he wore, waist his belt of leather, honey wild and locust his store, baptizing region in all kinds of weather. Judea and Jerusalem came, him washing them for the better. River Jordan rinsed their shame, sins theirs acknowledge, removing each letter. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's December 7, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 4:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for getting up with me and the angels as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. We close today reminding everyone to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. That's practice. Read your Bible every day. Pray unceasingly over everything you do and proclaim what you learn in earnest to live redeemed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we close today at 8:04 with the angels, giving a good shout out to our good friends John and Marie as we do each day. Blessings to you too. And closing in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Johnny, we love you. As my brother-in-law would always say, God bless you.